At the same time, I would like to use this opportunity to make the following remarks in my national capacity. Mr. Chairman, distinguished delegates, being one of the causes of the BTWC, Ukraine continuously stresses the important role of this indispensable instrument in the field of disarmament and non-proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. The BTWC is an arms control agreement that relates directly to public health, the environment, food security, and biodiversity. We consider the convention to be also a proper multilateral basis for developing international cooperation in the field of biosafety and biosecurity, including scientific and technological cluster. Ukraine fully complies with its obligations under the convention and has never had an intention to develop, produce, stockpile, or acquire in any way the biological or toxin weapons, equipment, or means of their delivery. My country annually submits required information on the BTWC implementation within the framework of confidence-building measures adopted in accordance with the review conference's decisions. Distinguished delegates, originally, the BTWC was considered through the focus of attention to the state's offensive programs. However, the perception of the biological threats has shifted from states developing biological weapon capabilities to use against other states to naturally occurring infectious diseases, misuse of technology, accidents, etc. The complexity of the contemporary threats is greater than during previous historical periods. The range of biological agents that could be used as weapons is expanding and can include a broad range of biological incidents from naturally occurring pandemics such as influenza to the state use of BW. Effective response in case of alleged use of biological or toxin agents remains to be one of the priorities of the international community. Therefore, strengthening regional and international cooperation gains particular importance in terms of prevention of biothreats, as well as providing timely assistance to the affected countries. In this regard, Ukraine notes with satisfaction that 2017 MSP eventually managed to unblock the negotiation process and to reach an agreement on a substantive program of post-8 PrevCon work. The meeting of experts held in August this year marks the first success on the way to maintain the relevance of the BTWC to the contemporary threats and challenges. However, a key difficulty for the intersessional process is how to move beyond merely compiling and reviewing current situation in certain areas, which is a task for experts' meetings, to developing policies and practical measures to manage the associated risks and opportunities, the task for all of us gathered in this hall today. Distinguished delegates, Ukraine continues to be seriously worried about the collections of microorganisms which were located at a number of crucial facilities of Ukraine's biosecurity system, currently not under control of the Ukrainian government because of the external aggression, namely the Ukrainian anti-plug station in the city of Simferopol, the Crimean Republican Diagnostic Laboratory, as well as Donetsk and Lugansk regional sanitary and epidemiological stations. These concerns are even further increased in the context of the dangerous militarization by the Russian Federation of illegally occupied Autonomous Republic of Crimea. A recent act of Russian armed aggression against Ukraine vessels in the Strait of Kerch, as well as the ongoing hostilities by illegal armed groups supported by the Russian Federation in the southeast of our country. Therefore, we call upon the international community to scrutinize the situation around the above-mentioned elements of the biosecurity system of Ukraine on its temporary occupied territories.